first 25 federal agents from the FBI, Drug Enforcement Agency, and U.S. Marshals will be coming to Milwaukee as part of the federal government's Operation Legend aimed at dealing with violent crime. When the move was announced last week with few details, many Wisconsin leaders opposed the move and feared a repeat of events in Portland, where unmarked agents had arrested protesters without apparent cause. But at a press conference yesterday, the U.S. Attorney for Wisconsin's Eastern District said the agents would be focused only on assisting local authorities with crime in the city, not racial justice protests or with next month's Democratic National Convention. David Crowley is the Milwaukee County Executive. Executive Crowley, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob. Always a pleasure.
Now that we've had some more details on what this operation may look like, what are your thoughts on these federal agents coming to work in Milwaukee?
Absolutely. So, I mean, when they first was announced that they were coming, I mean, the first question that came to my mind was why? What is going on and what is the reason for this? And so we ended up sending a letter to the United States Attorney Matt Krueger to get more information. And so the whole point of this Operation Legend is to send more federal agents to come down basically here to Milwaukee County and cities around the country to help support many of our local law enforcement officers. And the reason is they want to be able to address the violent crimes, drug trafficking, and the illegal use of firearms. This was originally announced in the beginning of this year as Operation Relentless Pursuit. And then later on, I think sometime in June, it was then changed to Operation Legend after the four-year-old died in Kansas City, Missouri.
Initially, when these announcements were made over the last week or so, they kind of seemed like they're part and parcel with what we've seen in Portland when it comes to federal law enforcement agents being reassigned to deal with counter-protest movements and to protect federal property. It looks like this is something pretty different from that, right?
It is something different than that. And that was one of the reasons why my first initial reaction was why. We've seen in Portland what was happening with many of the protesters, but what we have learned is that in Portland they had custom and border patrol agents working with the Federal Protective Services, and they were literally deployed to protect federal courthouse and to be on the front lines as it relates to the protesters. And when we think about the protests that have been happening here in the city of Milwaukee, they've largely been peaceful. And so to get that reassurance from the United States Attorney that they're not here to be on the front lines, they're not here to actually interact with Milwaukeeans in general. They're just here to really provide that back office support for our local law enforcement. So that does relieve some heartburn. But we do want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence in making sure that nothing outside of that scope is happening.
Now, you tweeted recently, I think before this announcement, Milwaukee needs federal aid, not federal agents. Does the way these federal agents are being used to answer that concern that you had shared on Twitter?
Oh, it does relieve some of that heartburn. But when you think about the what's been happening right here in Milwaukee, here in Wisconsin with the rise of COVID-19, it was really about making sure that we're doing our due diligence to save everybody. But we do welcome helping out our local law enforcement if that is the case. Again, it's really about accountability and making sure that all the questions that we have as local officials are answered.
Now, unfortunately, Milwaukee is one of a number of communities where we've seen an increase in violent crime, 97 homicides, I believe, so far this year, 52 more than last year at this time. What do you think is the key to lowering that number in the short and, of course, long runs?
Well, it's always about working with the community, right? I mean, we have to make sure that we are working with the community members that are on the ground, but also working with our law enforcement as well. But at the end of the day, we just need to make sure that everything that is happening is transparent and clearly being communicated to the public and local officials in order to tackle this issue. One of the things I can tell you is that and a disturbing number, one of the reasons why we've seen an increase is because of domestic violence. And so we need to make sure that we are on the ground, especially during these challenging times when many people are suffering financially or spiritually, mentally, to do everything that we can to give everybody a sense of safety.
Dr. David Crowley, Milwaukee County Executive, looking at the role of federal officers coming to work in Milwaukee aimed at preventing violent crime. They have said, the Wisconsin Eastern District U.S. Attorney has said, not similar to the role that they have been used, other agencies have been used against protesters in Portland. Getting back to the crime issue, Executive Crowley, I've heard concerns of you know, with declining police community relations, there's a problem. Police feel under attack. Communities feel like they don't feel secure calling police in difficult situations. How can a community like Milwaukee start to build or maybe rebuild that trust?
Well, I mean, one, it starts with communication. We know that we've seen the trust between many different communities and law enforcement erode over the years. And so it's really about making sure that, one, we have open dialogue about what 21st century policing look like. I mean, many people can tell you that we as a society have abused our local law enforcement. Sometimes we call the police for things that we shouldn't, whether we're talking about a cat being in a tree or somebody barbecuing or just bird watching. We need to have some cohesiveness and really work well with one another and bring more diverse voices to the table about what does policing look like, but also how do we give accountability back to the community to make sure that we're doing our due diligence in restoring the trust that has been lost over the years.
Now, looking ahead, the Democratic National Convention is scheduled still to happen in Milwaukee in mid-August, much smaller than the original plan, but still an event with a need for security. How are you feeling about the prospects of keeping it peaceful and safe for everyone?
I feel like it's going to be peaceful and safe. I mean, everyone is well aware, the footprint of the DNC has really decreased dramatically, and so the fact that they're still coming is a plus here for the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. We absolutely would love to have a DNC, a full throttle DNC, and we're going to continue to push for that in the next 4 years, crossing our fingers. But we want to make sure that, you know, when the nomination is handed over, we want to make sure that it is safe. That we are supporting whoever is the nominee may be, because here in Milwaukee, we definitely understand that this is not something that we get all the time. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get a Democratic National Convention or any national convention, whether it's the Republican National Convention or Democratic National Convention, to come to our city and really showcase what we have to offer. So we are really excited about it, and we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that it goes off without a hitch.
I want to talk about kind of the view of Milwaukee from the outside. I know from the suburban area around Milwaukee, the rest of the state, maybe even the country, when you say the name of a big city like Milwaukee, especially when you see some violent crime numbers going up, people don't feel like it's safe. They feel like it's a threat to them in the surrounding area. They don't feel safe going there. What would you say to them?
Well, Milwaukee is definitely a place to come. I would tell folks who live here, who don't live here, that this is a hidden gem that many people don't get a chance to really enjoy. When you think about our Bradford Beach, which is one of the most accessible beach in the country, you know, we have a lot to offer here. And many people may look at and see what the news may say about Milwaukee, but I highly encourage anybody across the state and across this country to come see Milwaukee for themselves. It's definitely a city that you will fall in love with. And you may just want to come here to work, play, and just to have, you know, take your have your children go to school here. We have a lot of different amenities when you think about our park systems here in Milwaukee County. But this isn't the place that many people may think as far as being one of the most violent. I think any big city that you may go to that will have its share of issues. But right now, we're doing everything that we can to minimize the violent crime here in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. But I just want folks to understand that this is a really safe place to come. You can definitely come here to enjoy all the amenities that we have to offer.
I want to touch on another issue, the COVID-19 pandemic, of course, going on all over the country. In the early days here in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee area, the Milwaukee County was one of the hardest hit. Mm-hmm. People of color, black residents disproportionately affected. What do you see happening? What do you want to see done when it comes to resources available to deal with this thing?
Well, we can definitely use more direct and flexible funding to make sure that we are providing the critical services that many folks need. I mean, Milwaukee County is the safety net for many residents across the county. Unfortunately, we don't have a health department, so we weren't able to stay ahead of this as a county as we wanted to. We have 19 different municipalities, 11 different health departments, so it's kind of hard to have one cohesive message. But we are doing our due diligence, working with the public health officials, working working with businesses, working with our community partners as well, to stay ahead of the curve when it comes down to COVID-19. We would love to see other communities do something as it relates to mask policies. We've seen that the governor recently did a mask mandate. But at the end of the day, you know, that's not what's going to solve our problem. That's just one tool in a toolbox. So we have to remember the three W's, which is, you know, wear a mask when you're out in public or you're with individuals who may not live within your home. Make sure that you continue to watch your distance, making sure that you practice physical distancing and washing your hands. So we just need to make sure that we all understand that we are in this together and we all need to rise to the occasion to make sure that we get COVID-19 past us.
Briefly, as we wrap up, I want to bring it back to where we started, federal support for local law enforcement. You say from what you're hearing now, you feel reassured about the federal role. What are your hopes for federal and local and county cooperation on violent crime in the area?
Well, I'm hoping that it will go off without a hitch, and that again it's transparent and clearly communicated, you know, to us as public officials, but also the community. We need to rebuild that trust, and when with them coming in, if this is the reason that they're coming in, we welcome that. But what we don't welcome is a presence of outsiders who wants to escalate any tensions with peaceful protesters. So we're gonna work with our local law enforcement officials, with our sheriff's department, to make sure that we're solving many of these cases. But again, you know, we want to reassure the public that this is not what we've seen in Portland.
County Executive Crowley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
David Crowley is the Milwaukee County Executive. He was with us to share his thoughts on 25 federal law enforcement agents slated to come to the city of Milwaukee to help local authorities deal with violent crime.